Bro, like, just imagine, like, one morning, like, you're particularly horny, you're just, like, so pent up that you just reach down there and you just masturbate your hard penis. And you're so familiar with your hard erect penis that when you masturbate, you notice that something's a little bit off. You're masturbating, doing full strokes, but no matter how much you extend your arm, there's always just a little bit more dick than normal. Like, for some reason, your dick just feels bigger, and you look down on it, and it does look bigger. It looks really turgid, and you're looking at it, and you're like, you think that it's just in your imagination, or maybe it's just the lighting, but you just keep masturbating. You do what you gotta do, and then you go to work. Then you get back home, go back to sleep, wake up again, and you're masturbating again. As always, it's your morning routine. But still, even though you've been masturbating your penis all your life, something just feels off. You're masturbating before work and you look down and you can see that it's definitely grown a bit. You definitely notice it this time. It's a little bit more noticeable. You look at your penis and there's like stretch marks on it. It's definitely grown. So you get out a tape measure or a piece of string and you just measure your girth and your length, and you put on some heft in your penis. But you figure it's just a fluke. Maybe it happens every so often. After all, you've been eating healthier and you've been more active, so maybe you just lost some weight. You just shrug it off, masturbate, do what you gotta do, go to work, do your errands. All the while, you just feel this tingling in your pants. But you manage to ignore them as you finish up your day. You go home, go to sleep, tossing and turning because your dick just feels so good for some reason. You manage to ignore it, push it aside, and you wake up the next morning, and your penis is practically pushing away those blankets. It's so hard, so erect. You can't help but fondle it. Hell, you woke up fondling it. Your dick is just so massively erect. It's morning wood, you tell yourself. But you look at your penis, and it's definitely put on a few more inches. You're scared to measure it because you don't want to know if your dick got bigger overnight. You don't want to know what that means. And so you just kind of masturbated, tried your best to ignore your growing penis, did what you gotta do, and you went to work with your big penis just sticking there, just bulging out. It was clear that even in your tightest pants, you could see all the veins, all of the massive erections that you were getting throughout the day. It was almost as if every hour you were just springing another boner, just so horny despite the fact that you masturbated in the morning. And every time that you sat down, you just felt the need to spread your legs even further than you needed to, just to feel comfortable. Which would encourage your now massive penis to get erect and take up more space than it needed to as well. And on your lunch break, you just happen to walk past this big skyscraper with all these glass panes. You just stared at yourself in the reflection, just a passing glance, and you could see that your bulge looked massive. It looked as though you were stuffing socks in your underwear. You looked at your face as this dumb, cocky grin just appeared over it. You went back to work to talk to your boss, to negotiate, no, to demand a raise and a severance package and benefits. Despite the fact that you were a part-time employee, you were just palming your bulge as you talked, and you got everything you wanted. And after that, you went into the bathroom and you jerked off into the urinal, not giving a fuck who saw you. Just a big-dicked guy. That's what you were now. And you went and walked home with this newfound swagger. And as you drove home, you masturbated, jerked off because you didn't give a fuck anymore. Because seeing your big, massive dick was a privilege, wasn't it? Anybody that passed by and saw you jerking, you'd flip them off. You got out of your car and walked to your place with no pants on, your big dick just flopping around as you went back to your bed. Sat in your bed and jerked out another load. This load was massive because you edged all the way home. just one of those loads that hits the wall behind you, hits you in your eye, hits you in the face, all over the place. The kind of load that gives you that post-nut clarity that you haven't had ever since this started. What was this big dick doing to you? It's turning you into some cocky son of a bitch who thinks he owns the world. But the second you thought that, another wave of just pure arousal just comes over you. Your face relaxes and you start to flex double biceps. Were you getting more muscular? You were. Yeah, damn right you were. And you just spent the rest of the night flexing, not even looking at TV or social media. Just so focused on your own body, a complete fucking narcissist. You just kept flexing and flexing until you just passed out. Just dreaming about yourself. Dreaming about your big cock and all the people that want to worship it. And then you woke up the next morning. For some reason, it was still dark out. But your eyes adjusted. Then you realized that something was obstructing your view. It was your penis. It had grown to the point where the cock head was just right over your eyes. And so you did what any guy would do and you stuck that penis right in your fucking mouth. You could feel just from the texture and the touch alone that you weren't even fully hard. No, this was your penis at a semi. Your huge, enormous dong was also leaky too, dripping pre-cum into your mouth in a steady stream. If you weren't so enamored with your erection, you just looked down at your body. It didn't look like you hit the gym. It looked like the gym hit you. Your vascularity just insane, just covered in veins, covered in muscle. Pecs the size of a bottom's butt with the BBL. Your balls and your own butt, they were about the same size. Your cojones were just that large, that full of sperm and testosterone. At this point, basically controlling all of your thoughts and actions. Which is why you got up, wearing nothing at all, put on some sneakers, and you went outside, walking through the neighborhood. With a cheeky, cum-eating grin on your face, you walked with your head up and your muscles just so big and massive. It looked as though you were flexing all the time, even though you were completely relaxed and at ease. A total big dick god. You're just walking, smiling so casually to all the other men on the street. All the men on the road driving, almost getting into accidents from having to do a double, triple, quadruple take at your massive cock. Just a big phallus, just leading the way, all hard, all dripping wet. Every single man was just staring at you out of envy and admiration at your massive muscular body. It was hard to tell which entered the room first. Your massive penis, or your aura of testosterone and big dick energy. You made your way to the local grocery store, only stopping to flex and pose for some onlookers, and immediately upon entering, all of the men just fell to their knees, hailing your fucking big penis. And for those who didn't, for those men that could resist all of your charm and charisma upon glancing at you, all you had to do was flex for them, and touch your big penis, shaking it in their direction, and they would just start coming and coming and coming in their pants until they fell to their knees as well. You went into the grocery store, got what you needed, and went to the front, the cashier all antsy still, drooling and moaning as he helped you through your transaction. His voice just quaky from all the orgasms he was getting just from being in your presence. The pure phallic energy radiating from your rigid penis was just too much for his comparatively young and weak body to handle. As he wound up voiding the transaction, giving you all of your groceries for free. But before you left, he got a paper bag and opened up the cash register, emptying it out and giving it to you, moaning as he did so. The manager of the store struggled to get up and stop you, blocking the exit, but all you had to do was take that big, beautiful penis and slap it across his face as he fell to the floor, just turning into a complete, total fucking masturbator, powerless to stop you. And as you walked home, so cocky, so confident, you just had an entourage of horny men just drooling behind you, walking with their hands down their pants, begging for you to fuck them with your impossibly enlarged penis. And for some of them, you let them back to your place. You let them in as they emptied out their wallets, took off all their clothes, leaving their entire lives behind them just so that they could worship your massive penis. But even the most talented bottoms couldn't handle your penis. Even the subby fisting pig bottoms could barely even work in your cockhead before suffering from multiple continuous prostate orgasms. It was at this point that your ego grew even larger, bigger than the entire planet, because you knew that with the way things were going, you'd have the entire world in the palm of your hands by the end of the week. As your intellect decreased and your charisma increased, the last words to leave that cocky mouth of yours were very simple. Just hail penis.